Hi, Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. This is the first in a five-part series on how to Google-proof your website against Google's next big update, which could take away all your traffic and kill your business. Now, as we spoke about, the whole point of your website is to show up in a lot of Google searches, to get people to come to your site, and then to either phone you or email you. And then it's your job to take those phone calls and emails and turn them into retained clients. This is first video in the series. We're going to talk about content, meaning articles on your website, and why you need to have a lot of it, at least 100, 150, 200 pages. Before we begin, I want you to go to Google now and Google the words tree roots and pull up a picture of a tree and its roots. This is going to be the metaphor that I'm going to use on how your site actually looks in Google, okay? When you look at the picture of the tree roots, you'll see that they start off with fat roots, they branch out, they branch out, they branch out, they branch out, until you have millions of tiny, tiny root hairs that are touching every part of the soil. You want your website to be the exact same thing. And each of these root hairs are pages on your website. What is on a page? An article. What is an article about? It's about something. So I'm going to take the subject of DUI, for instance, okay? If you have a website, let's say with 20 pages on it, you're probably going to have the standard stuff everyone has on their website. Maybe a little bit about DUI penalties, first time versus second time DUI, an attorney profile, that kind of stuff. Not a lot of information. A healthy website with 200, 300 pages is going to have articles about every minute issue within DUI. First-time DUI, what are the criminal charges? What are the license consequences? What can you do to get your license back? Can you get a hardship license? Field sobriety tests. If you fail them, are you automatically doomed? Breath tests. What happens if you refuse? What happens if you refuse because of a physical problem? What happens if you refuse and then agree to do the test and you're still marked as refused? What if the machine is malfunctioning? Probation issues. Will you have probation? What if you have to have an interlock? What if you have multiple DUIs? What's the look back period? Can you get it expunged? You can see about all these issues that just come from this one practice area. And the more pages you have on your site with articles on each area of DUI, the more your website will look like a tree with an extensive root system. Now, the reason why this is good is when people Google stuff, they're not Googling DUI lawyer Los Angeles, DUI attorney Texas. They're not. They're Googling all kinds of unusual phrases like, I was pulled over in Odessa last night, blew a .12, will I go to jail? Or they'll Google like, refused the breath test, lost my license, how can I get it back? People are Googling all these specific issues within a topic area, okay? If you have a page on your website that talks about breath test refusals or talks about field sobriety failures or field sobriety contraindications, probation issues, if you have, again, an extensive root system with all these articles on all these different subjects, each page of your site acts like an individual root hair and will pull in a Google search that is about that topic. If you don't have all these pages, you'll have a tree with one tiny root, aka the littlest storm, the littlest change in Google, falls over and it's dead. That's why you want to have an extensive root system. That's why you want to have at least 100, 200, 300 pages of different articles about your topic area. Now don't think like, oh, well my topic area is theft crimes and there's not really much to say about it. Or I'm in bankruptcy, there's not much to say about bankruptcy. Or I'm divorced, what do I say about divorce? Believe me, especially you as the attorney, you know there's lots of different issues. There's lots of different things people ask you about your subject area. And all these things can be put on your website as content. So that's the reason for it. That's why it's important. I hope this makes sense to you. And in my experience, and I've seen hundreds of attorney websites, the successful ones that get calls every day from potential clients have, again, at least 200, 300, 400, 500 pages of content. Some even have thousands. You don't have to go that far, but if you have 5 pages, 10 pages, 20, even 50 pages, you're crippling yourself and you're crippling your website. You're just not going to get nearly enough searches, and you're not going to get enough calls to your website, and you're not going to get enough action, and you're going to be wondering why. So take this to heart. Very, very important.